girl. Hello, Karen. I've been sitting here with Mr. Chaz
from
SGA. And we've just been talking about Earth Week and this nasty weather.
Yeah.
Just pick up where we left off.
Yeah, just getting ready for the end of the year, man. Just, you know, wrapping things up. SGA is just, you can tell, like, every year, man, we always talk about this, where they hit this kind of, like, burnout mode. Because they've just been going hard all year long. These guys, man, and there's a few that have been with me for a long time. So I have Sophie and Sam, my president. They've been with me for 3 years now almost. You know what I mean? Dang. So once you keep going at a consistent basis, after a while, you can tell, like, classes, SGA stuff, personal stuff, work, it all just builds up. And this time it's just like almost like an auto cruise control. And they're just like, man, like, so that's where they're at kind of right now. They're ready for this year to be done. I can't blame them. I did the same thing. I used to be a student government president here back, you know, like 10 years ago. I hit the same thing when it hit April, man. April, I was just like, I'm done. I've worked as hard as I can work, man. I'm out. I'm checking out. You know,
are we there yet?
Yeah. But they're doing really well, man. So we're just preparing for that transition of new officers, getting ready for all these end of the year events. So, you know, we have, I seen you have the flyer over there. We have the cap and gown pickup party. Mm-hmm. That'll be on April 29th. Yeah.
Yes.
Make sure, right. 1 p.m. right outside the breezeway. So all those students, I think we have a total of about 600 students graduating this semester.
Wow. Congratulations.
Well, this year, I'd say, because fall and spring. But yeah, absolutely. Kudos to them, guys. And, oh, man, it was a rough one. You know, most of the students that are graduating this year probably went through the hurricane too, on mm-hmm. top of the pandemic. So definitely kudos to them for graduating.
Definitely.
Out of all those that graduated, we offered a optional ceremony because we're not doing the traditional graduation, right? We're doing a drive-through graduation this mm-hmm. year. Out of those, I think we had about 168, somewhere around there. It's between 150 and 170 that decided that they wanted to participate in that ceremony. So that ceremony would be May 7th, and we'll be streaming that live. Anybody that wants to follow us on the Facebook page and stuff like that, Gulf Coast State College on Facebook. But yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be new, something we've never done before. Drive-through graduation, you know what I mean?
It should be interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have honors convocation coming up, so we'll give some kudos and awards to those that really went above and beyond this year, focused on their studies, focused on the extracurricular stuff. You know, just went above and beyond, and we're gonna recognize them.
Definitely, you know who you are.
That's right.
Definitely.
And those that didn't win, you still worked hard. Don't get your head down, man. There's a lot of accomplishments that you can take back from this. So it's not all just about getting the awards. It's about the destination and
exactly.
the journey.
Exactly. Yeah. And you'll get, you know, you might not get an award right then, but you'll get yours.
That's right.
What you sow.
That's right. So absolutely.
Your good moment of glory is on its way.